Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We are providing the soundtrack for a harrowing chimp chase through the wilds of California. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, a school grows in Harlem. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Senator Barack Obama made his patriotism a campaign theme in a Missouri speech. NPR's Robert Smith is traveling with the candidate.
It was Obama's most direct remarks to date about his love of America. He told a crowd in Independence that he thought his patriotism was a given and was surprised that it would become an issue in the campaign. Obama promised that he would never question anyone else's patriotism.
And I will not stand idly by when I hear others question mine.
Obama didn't let his own supporters off the hook, though. He told them that they shouldn't devalue John McCain's service to America either.
NPR's Robert Smith reporting. You heard Robert talk about Obama's warning not to devalue John McCain's military service. It was Obama supporter and retired General Wesley Clark's comments that riled people up. Here's Clark on Face the Nation Sunday.
I don't think riding in a fighter plane and getting shot down is a qualification to be president.
McCain called the comment unnecessary.
I'm proud of my record of service, and I have plenty of friends and leaders who will attest to that.
Both candidates will use every weapon they can get to win the White House. For Obama, the famed campaigning and buck-raking abilities of former President Clinton could be useful. But the problem is the two men hadn't spoken since the primary, not even when Hillary Clinton joined Obama at a rally Friday. The silence ended yesterday with a 20-minute phone conversation. Reps for both men said they will work together in the campaign. The man who confessed to the 2000 bombing of the USS Cole says he only confessed to stop torture. The CIA has admitted that Abd al-Rahim al-Nashiri was waterboarded in a secret prison. The Pentagon is seeking the death penalty. The trial will determine whether his treatment taints his confession. It's costing too much and taking too long. That's the message of a blunt report from the group in charge of the World Trade Center rebuilding. NPR's Margot Adler has the story from New York.
Christopher Ward, executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, spoke very directly at a public meeting.
The schedule and cost estimates of the rebuilding effort that have been communicated to the public are not realistic.
The first opening date was to be for the memorial and museum on the 10th anniversary of the attacks, but Christopher Ward said that too was unrealistic.
The memorial will not be fully completed and available for the public in 2011.
New York Governor David Paterson held his own news conference and said he wanted a report with no spin and no gloss. He got it.
NPR's Margot Adler reporting from New York. A Venezuelan TV station now knows its full punishment for airing The Simpsons. You may remember in April, the government ordered them not to broadcast it at 11 a.m. They say the animated comedy was dangerous to kids. Now the station will have to broadcast public service announcements for a month. And the show that replaced The Simpsons? Naturally, Baywatch Hawaii. Regulators ruled it substantially more beneficial and less harmful to the youth. Clearly, they've been reading Piaget. That is the news and a little extra. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
So without The Simpsons as a cautionary tale, I think in Venezuela they're going to start building a series of monorails to nowhere.
I would worry about that.
Yes.
And they'll sing about it, too.
And thank you for the Piaget reference. You're always class to join up, Mark.
Developmental psychology. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I'm going to use it now and then.
By one-word references.